On the Breakfast Club, it is time for us to check in with Pat Pagano and get the forecast. And Pat, what a beautiful day it was in New York yesterday.
Well, windy.
It didn't matter. It was the sun was out, so it was warm. The breeze felt good. And I got a picture of Broadway, with all the trees, beautiful, highlighted against it. It just was a gorgeous day in the city. That's all I can say.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I wish I could say it was a gorgeous day here, but it wasn't.
What?
Not weather-wise. I'm talking other things. I'll talk to you about that in a second. But in the meantime, today will be splendiferous. Sunny skies with a high of 80 and little, if any, wind to worry about. Clear then cloudy tonight, low 50s. Look for rain tomorrow, rain developing. In the morning, there is even in the chance of a thunderstorm, and I don't think we'll ever make the low 70s. Tomorrow's going to be a Marshall Miles day. I think for the most part, we may only be in the low 60s. So that means most of your day tomorrow could be spent in the 50s, Marshall.
Well, like Ronnie Millsap said, what was lost in the 50s tonight?
Definitely. Friday, still a chance of showers, partly cloudy to windy. We should be in the 70s. Nice Saturday, sunny clouds, 80 to 85. Father's Day, a little sun, but the chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and the highs will be in the 80s, and it will be humid. That is for Father's Day.
All right. So we'll have a steady rain or a showery rain tomorrow?
I think it's going to become steady. It'll start showery and then become steady into tomorrow night.
Okay. So the Bears were at the house last night.
Oh, they were. Your camera picked them up.
It's up there on my Facebook page. You want to see it? Mama Bear, who's big? Mama Bear is a big bear. And the three cubs decided to come by the house at about 11:50 last night.
And the dogs started barking.
No, because what I do now is I have a fan set up in the bedroom.
So right.
The fan makes enough noise. And in the bedroom, I don't have the air conditioner on, okay? So the scent of the bear doesn't get in. But the fan makes enough noise so when the bears walk by, dogs can't hear it.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. And you would think they would still be able to hear it.
No, they don't hear the bear coming. They smell the bear. So by not having the air conditioner on, recycling the air, the scent of the bear does not come in the house. So
interesting. Very interesting.
So they slept through it. I didn't, though, because one of them stopped in the leaves and was rustling around for a few seconds. But anyway, it's always fun to see them. Always fun to see them.
Very, very interesting. Yeah. Well, you know, I had a problem with, I told you this yesterday, I had a problem with my cable.
Yeah.
And they told me I had to bring the box back. So I took off yesterday morning, undid the box, brought it back. Was so thrilled when I walked into the place that I was the first one right there. They swiped it out, gave me another box, came back home, hooked it up.
Doesn't work.
Nada. Called him, the text. And he says to me, I think it's because it's a refurbished box. He says, you better go back and get a brand new one. Tell him you want a brand new one.
Say,
great. So now I get back and, you know, go there. When I get there now, I'm not as lucky.
Yeah.
The line is almost out the door. So I tell him I need a new one. Get it. Bring it home. Put it back in. Nada.
They didn't test it before it left?
Nope. Wait. This is the good part of the story. So I call Cablevision back, and the gentleman that answered me was real nice. He said to me, he goes, you sound very frustrated. I said, I really am. I said, this is four trips back and forth. I wanted to say, you know, I'm doing what you guys should be doing. Hmm. But anyhow, he said, fire stick is working? I said, yeah. He said, do me a favor. I said, what? He said, unplug fire stick from the port on your TV, from your HDMI port. He said, and plug cable into that port. And I did. And bingo. There it was.
All right. Now, did you plug Fire Stick in the other ports?
Yep.
Does it work?
Yes. So I said, how do you figure that out? He said, the only thing I could think of, he said, when you did your input on your TV, you know, with your remote. He said, were you accessing the right input?
That's true. You got to when you replace something, yeah, you've got to, yeah, you, that's exactly yeah. right. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what it was, which means I could have probably avoided
everything
for trips because the initial box is probably still good. But anyhow, so that's all. That was all solved. I took care of that. It's like, you know, Marshall, just like you said, when there are technical problems, computer problems, they seem to all come at once. You know, like you get through one and here's another one. And that was it. And then, you know, I got the sad news from a friend of mine, next town over. His mom passed yesterday, and he was taking care of her for a long time. She was 94.
Wow.
And so now the wake of the funeral will go into the weekend. It's going to start tomorrow night and go to Saturday. And I had a memorial to attend up in the cabin, at the lake, at 1 o'clock Saturday. So I'm not going to be able to make both. So I don't know what is going to happen as far as the weekend goes.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's it. My sister and my brother-in-law are taking a little ride up here today for a little visit. So that's their yearly visit. They come once a year. And they're coming today.
And you're going to make lunch for them?
Lunch and dinner.
Oh, why don't you just take them out for one of them?
We were going to do that. I was thinking about that. But then, you know, it's like they take the ride up here. I mean, and then you take them out to dinner. I mean, I don't know. I just thought it would be a better idea to eat in.
All right. You know, order pizza.
I'm going to make chicken frangé.
Oh,
for dinner.
This is no lie. I can remember when I just said that, order pizza in. We were invited down to a friend's house in Long Island many, many, many years ago. I was still young, okay? Very, very young. So now you can know how long it took to get Long Island years ago. I mean, it was, you know, because... I mean, I'm talking about when the Taconic Parkway was considered a major highway. So it was
okay.
We get out to Ethel's house. I forget Ethel's last name. Snyder. Ethel Snyder and Sam Snyder.
Oh, you sure it wasn't Mertz?
No, Ethel and Sam Snyder, honest to God. They were friends of my dad. So we get there. My mother drives with my father and all the kids in the back of that station wagon. We didn't even get to go into Lincoln because we were all going. So we get there. And we're there, and my father's drinking with Sam because they're big drinkers. Okay. And my mother's talking with Ethel. And the rest of us kids are just sitting around a house in Long Island in the late 50s, not doing anything. So it's time for dinner, right? She orders pizza. Now, my father couldn't believe it. My mother couldn't believe it. Even my brothers couldn't believe it. But me, I don't care. I'll eat everybody's pizza. It doesn't matter to me. But it upset my father and mother so much that they never invited them back up to our house. Because, you know, you didn't order pizza in after somebody drove like 3.5 hours. And
well, that's what we were thinking, yeah.
So that's why it just dawned. I just remember that. And remember back then, everybody had linoleum floors back then. I don't know why. There was linoleum.
Yeah, everybody, right. Yes.
So as kids, there wasn't even any comfortable like rugs to sit on or anything. It was a linoleum floor.
Right.
And there was plastic, white, this clear plastic over every piece of furniture.
Oh, yeah. So, and you stick to it.
And well, you sit in it, and instead of sitting in a couch, it goes, it doesn't, yeah, you stick to it, and it makes noises. And
right.
That's bringing back a whole bad memory for me here, Pat.
That is so true. Yeah, they used to cover the couches with that plastic. I mean, if you wanted to nap on it, even if you put a sheet or a blanket over it, it was still very uncomfortable.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
So just this conversation brought. I'm sorry I even suggested that. Well, I didn't suggest.
Oh, because it brought it all back, yeah. Right?
Going out to dinner would have been fine with us, but ordering just like three regular pizzas. Come on.
Yeah, really?
At least put some pepperoni on one.
Yeah, and that's how I thought about it, you know, because it is a drive, and you know, it's not that it's a really bad drive, it's traffic. You know, they'll hit traffic. So I thought it was a good idea. You know, and for lunch, I'm just going to barbecue. Burgers, I have pasta salad and knishes. So that'll be the barbecue. And then we'll have the dinner with the chicken frange, rice, yellow rice, and a nice salad and mixed vegetables. So
now, do you make your yellow rice or do you buy like Zatarain's or something like that?
I buy it.
That's right.
I definitely buy it. And they asked me if I could take them up to the Rockland Bakery. You know it's world famous, right?
Yeah.
They love that. So I'll take them up to the bakery and they'll probably get a bunch of bread, you know, and they bring it back and they freeze it.
Yeah. My grandmother used to freeze bread all the time.
Yeah. So, you know, and they'll probably buy it for their kids and the whole bit. So, you know, we'll do that. And she even said to me, my sister, she said, we could go to the movies this afternoon. She said, and we could go see Rocketman. I said, you're going to come all the way up here on an absolutely gorgeous day so that we could sit in a theater
and
watch a movie.
Well, you could have them watch your movie at the house.
They don't pass on that one.
They won't do that?
No. They've seen enough of them. Well, you have to remember, that was 27, number 27. They've seen almost all of them prior to, so they're not too anxious to see any more movies.
It's like you say, if Pat brings out that movie, shut him down right away.
Tell him I have a stomachache and we have to go home. Right, exactly.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall, you have a good one.
Take care. Bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.